Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about what we spend our time on. Like this topic and like all topics are generally driven from the questions that we get.
That's true.
This is a big topic in our live event, and it wasn't one that I anticipated at all.
It's true.
Because I kept saying, stay organized, stay organized, stay organized. And so finally, somebody said, what the heck does that actually mean to you? Because it's easy to say that. Everybody says that.
Right.
The more organized you are, the better, you know, the more money you're going to make, which is all true.
Right.
So what does it really mean? So this is where this topic came from. I'm going to tell you exactly what I spend my time on, and Jill probably just sit here and listen.
Yeah, I will. Because it's something I usually don't spend time on, is listening. Just kidding.
You know, the truth is, Jill and I, how we approach what we spend our time on is totally different, and we both get to the same finish line.
That's true.
Rabbit in the hare kind of thing, you know?
That's true. Who's the rabbit and who's the hare?
I'm the rabbit.
Okay. Or the wait, the rabbit and the turtle and the hare. The rabbit and the hare,
sorry,
are the same thing.
I'm sorry. Wow, you saved me from getting 4,000 emails. Thank you.
Who's the rabbit? Who's the hare? Oh, I'm the rabbit. Okay, well, then I'll be the hare. That's hilarious.
It's Make Fun of Steve Day, too. Every day is Make Fun of Dad Day.
Oh, come on.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Michael asks, hello, friends. I'm sure you've had many calls with RVers wanting to know if they can visit the land with an RV. If you own smaller parcels and subdivisions, more likely there are covenants that prohibit RVs and mobile homes at any time. Do you have experience with CC&R enforcement? Can RVers get away with just visiting the land? I suspect living in an RV for a period of time in a no RV subdivision would eventually trigger code enforcement. I can't in good faith advertise lots to RV campers without knowing what could happen. Please let me know if you sold land with CC&Rs to folks who have used their land for RV vacations without issue, even though the covenants prohibit it. Thanks. Whew, that was a lot.
The truth of it is this. Probably 99% of the time, no, like 99.8% of the time, after we sell a property, we don't know what happens.
Yep.
And you know, I don't, yeah.
I say I have something to say about it too before you're done. Like, I usually put it on them. Because usually, like, in the beginning, or not the beginning, but in the beginning when I was doing land and I was handling these calls firsthand and the people were calling in, I would put it on them. I'd say, you know what? I really don't know. I don't know how long you can keep it out there. I don't know what's allowed, you know? So I would put that, and I don't want to know. That's the other thing too. I don't want to spend that much time on it, getting to know the things, because if I do, it slows me down doing more deals. Yeah. But it's, so I would put that on them, and it's in some circumstances, you know, I tested even putting that in the posting. Like, if you've got these kind of questions, here's who you call. Here's the, you know, the zoning commission. You can see what the rules are about that property and find out, you know, and get, you might be able to park there for up to 30 days. You might be able to park there for up to 90 days. I don't know, but I would put it on them and let them handle it and figure it out.
There's just two types of property. There are subdivided properties and there are unsubdivided properties. And how can you tell? By the legal description. So an unsubdivided property will have a legal description like this. The northeast quarter of the southwest quarter of the east half of section 16, range 34, township 29, in the meridian of whatever.
Right.
And then a subdivided property will have lot 32 of block 14 in the Sunset subdivision in Cochise County, Arizona.
Right.
You're not going to have a lot of luck parking an RV in a subdivided piece of property.
Right.
But the good news is, I don't know, I think acreage is, you know, we probably get in more on a subdivided property than not.
It's true.
With rural vacant land, you can do anything you want out there.
It's true.
You know, go on YouTube if you have some time to kill sometime and look up the word prepper. And you'll see how these people use that property and are off the grid. Look up off
they're
the grid.
They're pros.
It's amazing.
Understanding and figuring out ways around, like legal ways.
Yep.
I'm not saying they're doing anything bad. I think they've found ways to make it work. Like, okay, if it has to be site built, does that just mean pour a pad and then we can do X? And they'll figure all that out. I think that's Bryant.
The further out you are, too, there's just the CC&R police are going to leave you alone.
Right.
But there's always one guy, some, you know, and a lot of times. There's one subdivision in Cochise in Coconino County, Arizona, where I actually had to go to court because of how we were selling property. And I lost, and I had to write a check. So this is, in 16,000 properties, I've had one problem. So, you know, I don't want that to stop you from doing this, but this RV business, we get a lot of questions about RVs, and generally, property that has been subdivided, you can't do it. I'll say this, though. There's a couple of subdivisions that Jill and I avoid, but that wasn't the case a long time ago, and it's because there's local regulations about how large the property has to be to build a house on it. And you know what ends up happening? It becomes an RV park.
Right.
So you can use those. If somebody says at the county, oh, that subdivision's awful. You know, they're all half-acre lots, and the state says it has to be 3/4 acre to build a property. Well, great. I'm going to park my RV there and live there. So Jill's right. There's always a way around it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you should approach it.
Mm-hmm.
Should you put it in the title of your posting? I don't think so.
I would be looking at what can I do too in those things. I'd be, you know, when you'd have them call the county, maybe coach them and, you know, prep them to say, what can I do? You know,
and I like to use sentences like this. The use of this property is only limited to your imagination.
Yeah, that's very true.
Not, you know, build a trailer here and stick your middle finger up to society.
Right. A lot of the mobile, what's great is when you find properties that allow mobile homes, then those are like gold, as you can see, because it usually tackles all these issues.
We seek out mobile home.
Yeah.
Mobile home zoning is
pretty much buy everyone
gold.
That comes in
it's
if
like
it's a
gold.
Mobile.
Yeah.
Yeah. We buy those.
Today's topic, what do we spend our time on? This is the meat of the show. Not so much notes for this show, I noticed, Jill.
I think I got it. You know what? I was going to say one thing. I know you have a list that you're going to go down about percentage of time and what we usually spend our time on. One thing that wasn't in there, maybe I don't know what category you call it in, but we spend a large percentage of our week on recording and calls and shows. I'm going to say at least 20% of our week is spent on podcasts, shows, member calls, all those things that are all scheduled out. They happen every week on a routine. And then 20%, a full day of your week, that's a long time.
Yesterday we spent all day at a photo shoot for just us, like a professional photo shoot in multiple locations. And I was, you know, we were talking about it in between shots and stuff. Jill and I said, you know, we spent a lot of time in front of the camera.
Yeah.
And it sells real estate and it sells, you know, it sells all the companies we have, but I never signed up for this.
Yeah.
I just want to sit in a dark room and do data.
Funny. You went from back in the day, this is stuff we share in all of our stuff. We're honest. Back in the day, it was like hide behind the company. No one should know who works there. You know, don't have your name out there. Certainly don't have an address, you know, kind of thing. And don't have a phone. Oh my gosh. You know, they should be sending to support@X company. That's all they need to know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
If they want to ask a question. Anyway, now we're like, well, we're out there. You know, there's photos, videos.
Is this healthy? I have to ask myself this question, if this is how I want the rest of my life to go.
Oh.
To be in front of a camera constantly. I know you love it.
Is your attitude healthy?
No.
The question?
I know it works. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
You know, but
is how you feel about it healthy? I'm not sure.
You know what would be great?
Uh-oh.
If you doubled the amount of time in front of a camera and mine went to zero and I just hide behind this microphone.
Because
that's how the, I don't
you
know how
do,
this
like,
became
stand
a video.
Behind me.
It was supposed to be a podcast.
Oh.
Now it's a video show.
I know.
You know, everything becomes a video show. And pretty soon, like, people are just start following around with cameras.
Right.
Because it works.
Right.
I don't know why people watch or listen to this stuff. Do you?
No. I do. Well, you know what? I think it's entertaining. I do.
I spend probably talking about
what do we spend our time on?
Once a month, I sit down for maybe probably a whole day. Let's say 6 hours, maybe eight, into a mailer. I love that day.
Yeah.
How I spend my time is absolutely categorically dictated in my Outlook schedule. I'm a schedule fiend. I take a look at, let's say, a product launch like House Academy. We're going to launch House Academy when Jill tells us it's okay. And then I work it all the way backwards. So I do these products or these programs or these websites long before they get launched. And we could just put them in a can. And Jill launches it when she's ready. And so I spend a tremendous amount of time in front of a camera. Like Land Academy 2.0 is me in front of a camera for a week.
Right.
You know, it's in the whole program itself is 8 hours or something? Maybe less than that, 6 hours.
Yeah.
And I produce it. I produce it, audio, video. I edit it. There's nobody else that works on it. And then we get it live on the website with the help of our staff. So I spend a lot of time on that. Fortunately, I probably spend 15 minutes or so a day approving or rejecting real estate deals that come in. Unfortunately, Jill and I don't work on those deals anymore at all, which is what we teach in Land Academy 2.0. You should be shooting for that.
Mm-hmm.
You should have not a staff, but people in your life, whether they're virtual assistants or whatever, doing all the work for you. Mm-hmm. And you just do the mail and the pricing.
Right.
So that's really why I wanted to do the show about, because people ask us, what do you spend your time on? And the fact is we spend very, very little time doing real estate deals. And you shouldn't spend time doing real estate deals either. You should spend a lot of time.
Not later on.
Doing marketing research.
Yeah.
And market research, excuse me, not marketing, market research, like should I send mail to Indiana or whatever, and implementing the mailer itself, doing perfect mailers, and then managing, just watching, getting reports and making sure that your people are doing what they're supposed to be mm-hmm. doing. I don't think I spend 15 minutes a day doing real estate deals anymore, and we do a ton of them, tons of real estate deals. What do you spend your time on?
Well, today is a hair day. I'm just kidding.
I knew you were going to say something like that. How much time do you spend on personal grooming a week? And money.
Looking at money?
I should have asked this in True Confessions a couple days ago.
I don't. That's not fair. It is important to look good, but I'm not. I don't think I'm over the top. Am I over the top?
No.
Oh, you're like,
no.
You paused, and I'm like,
no, I was thinking about some really derogatory questions to ask you.
Thank you.
Like, how many pairs of shoes do you have, ballpark?
Oh, I like shoes. But you know what?
Nothing compared to most women.
No, that's the thing.
I mean, do you have 20 pairs of shoes, you think?
Where we currently live, I do have 20 pairs of shoes, yes. Where we currently live, more than that, definitely. But space is, I have limited closet space, let's just say. Limited. I do not have a walk-in closet
1920s
in this home.
Shack bungalow right on the ocean.
It's not a shack. It's small. And there's two different buildings. It's a campus is really what it is. So anyway, but because it's more of an outdoor living space, it's not. We have more outdoor space than we do indoor space. And that's the way it should be because we live at the beach. So, and the garage takes up a lot of space, which, again, is perfect for our lives. You know what's funny? Our garage, the number of vehicles and the space for all our vehicles are way more than our bedroom and our living room combined. So what does that say about us?
It says what our priorities are.
Exactly. It's kind of funny. So what do I spend my time on? Actually, I spend my time on research too, which is good. I like that. I do spend my time researching. What I'm researching is marketing, better ways to do customer service. You know, I've forever been working on getting texting the right format for texting in our world, to text our members and text messages, and heck, maybe even text buyers and sellers and not have to do it the old fashioned way of like literally texting.
Marketing is a big thing both of us are spending a lot of time on right mm-hmm. now because we never have.
That's true.
That's the truth of it. Throughout my career, you know, we have just never been marketing. So we have a Facebook presence now. And for a long, long time, it was very, very dormant.
Well, it was all organic.
Organic.
It was just organic.
Yeah.
And it's still a lot of organic, which I love.
Vast majority is, I think.
I do.
People find us.
I read those things. When you sign up to get our ebook, it asks for your name and your email address. And then optional is like if you want to put in the city you're in and the state and how you heard about us. And I say more than 80% of the people, maybe more than 90%, fill that in, which I think is awesome. And I look at that and it's awesome to see where people found us. I'm like, it's still a lot of organic, which is great. Like, I heard about it from a friend. The other day someone put in the word mentor. I'm like, well, who's your mentor? And that's kind of cool. You know, it's almost like I want to bust out a call to that person. Like, who is your mentor? What's going on here? So I read that stuff. So I'm looking at all of that and getting, you know, it's just getting the word out more. We still don't worry for, I want our current members to know, don't worry, we're not going to go crazy here. Yeah. We're not trying to make Land Academy a mass household name. No. It never will be. So, and because we joke about that, everybody says, I want to be the last member, you know, like close the door. Don't let anybody else in. Let's just keep this as our own little community. So we're still hell bent on that, but, we can let a few more in. It's okay.
Especially with House Academy.
Yeah.
I mean, well, 150 million pieces of real estate in the country. There's enough to go around.
Right.
We'll still keep it. It's hard to get your head around that if you're new.
Right. As an intimate, and now we're having intimate subgroups. So that's what we're spending our time on too. Now we've identified, you know, advanced, intermediate, beginner. You know where you are. And we're now really pushing forward and getting the extra attention and support and tools to those other groups.
Yeah.
That's kind of where 2.0 came from, by the way, too. Mm-hmm. It's another level, another layer, and another...
Do you like what you're working on in general?
Oh, yeah.
I do. I do, too.
I mean, I wouldn't be doing it.
My role in this company, like, I love doing these education programs, and I like doing the live events, especially the writing part and all that. I like how many real estate deals we're doing. We could always do more. I always sit around and say, man, we really could be doing more.
It's true.
Because it's so scalable, truly in a scale sense. Like, you know, I have 3 books that are half written.
I know.
I know you do too.
Exactly.
Those things need to get finished.
They do.
You know, once you get out of the hole, we're actually making money, you know, especially in your real estate career, then everything just... You start to work on the stuff that you want.
Right.
That's a huge reward we never talk about.
It's
you know, we do what we want to do in general during the day, with few exceptions.
Yep.
We have a staff that is fantastic now too. That really helps.
Yep. Thank you.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes or so listening, watching the Land Academy show. Join us next time, where it's Finance Friday, episode 1, actually, with Justin Sliva.
That's tomorrow. Yay!
That will be a thing now.
Yeah, well,
every Friday we talk about.
If it goes well,
funding your deals.
Let's see how it goes. See what the numbers come back with. Just kidding. Yeah. And we answer your question. Post it on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free. And I'm just teasing, Justin. You're awesome.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Boy, we might keep going over on time.
I know. We're having so much fun. Hey, I want to share just one thing real quick here because I announced it yesterday and I want everyone to know what's going on. I am getting ready for a big blowout end of the year special because I'm going to close it up at the end of 2018 for a few weeks while we prepare and get rolling in 2019. So A, I'm going to close out enrollment. But B, before I do that, I am going to close it. Surprise!
Awesome.
Okay. B, I'm giving away a program and I just announced it on my Love Show this week. So if you've not, go to Facebook Live Land Academy, watch my show episode 9, my weekly live show, and you will get the details on what you need to do to be enrolled to sign up for a free program that I'm going to give away. So, and then, by the way, when I say free, it's 1.0 and 2.0. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. And while you're at it, please, wherever you're listening or wherever you're watching, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.